One of the things Wisconsin voters will decide November 6th is who will be the state's attorney general. The person in that position heads the Department of Justice and represents the state in most legal matters. The attorney general also enforces environmental regulations and decides whether to join national lawsuits against federal laws. Incumbent Republican Brad Schimmel is running for a second four-year term. The former Waukesha County District Attorney is being challenged by Democrat Josh Call, who's a former federal prosecutor. Schimmel talked to WUWM's Mayon Silver about his accomplishments and says he thinks they'll compel voters to retain him.
I started Wisconsin's drug take-back program in 2015 after I was in office, and together we've collected as Wisconsinites over 400,000 pounds of unused medications from people's homes. That's 19 semi-trailers full of medications and are safely destroyed, that they're not in our water table and they're not being diverted for abuse. And that's critical because we know the gateway drug to heroin abuse is prescription medications. We also know that our young people are abusing all sorts of medications they're getting from their parents and their grandparents and their friends' parents' homes. And so getting these out of medicine cabinets is making a huge difference. Our Elder Abuse Task Force is doing tremendous work to change the rules so that we can keep our seniors safer from financial exploitation, abuse, and neglect. We've also done great things with human trafficking. In Wisconsin, we have a statewide coalition now that has worked for years to develop a network of service agencies that will help survivors of human trafficking. We've trained just in 2018 at the Department of Justice, we've trained over 3,200 law enforcement professionals and other partners in working to prevent and address human trafficking in Wisconsin.
And what would be your main goals if you're elected for a second term?
Well, we've got great accomplishments in so many areas in public safety, but the work is far from done. With the opiate epidemic, our next phase in our Dose of Reality campaign will be addressed to help employers understand and manage the risk of hiring someone in recovery or treatment because they need jobs. They need to be back to supporting their families. That's a good way to keep them from falling back into substance abuse again, and it's a good way to keep them out of our jails and prisons. So we're going to work with employers to help them understand and manage that risk. When it comes to our seniors, again, we're going to work to create legislation that will help make it easier for prosecutors and law enforcement to hold offenders accountable, to make new consumer protection laws that are going to make it easier to protect our seniors from being abused in the first place. Our Office of School Safety, it's not going to be done when all the schools have spent all the grant money. We will continue to make that a vibrant thing, addressing cybersecurity, cyberbullying, drugs in our schools, all types of violence in our schools. We are working to create a uniform certification for schools, for school resource officers, so that across the state they're all getting the best training. I've led by innovating, by coming up using my experience of 29 years as a prosecutor to find new ways to approach problems, but then by collaborating. And that's how I led in the DA's office as well. Creating the Victim Impact Panel program in Wisconsin, creating the first full-service child advocacy center, dramatically expanding our drug treatment court programs. All of those things have been collaborative efforts. That's part of what I've been able to do, is bring the right partners to the table.
What do you make of your opponent?
Well, he doesn't have the experience to lead. And when he talks all about in talking points. But he's never laid out, and he's been in the race for 18 months, he has never laid out any detailed plan as to how he would accomplish the things he talks about in his talking points. He left his website unupdated for 8 months until just last week because he's not, either doesn't have a plan or he's not comfortable with Wisconsin knowing his plan. We cannot afford to have someone learning while they earn who's inexperienced when Wisconsin faces such difficult challenges.
That's Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. He talked to WUWM's Mayon Silver.